This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Another day, another learning. Something that Allah loves and that will bring me closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah will love me. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love me, He'll protect me, He'll give me, my dua will be answered. And I, when I seek refuge in Him, I will be refuge, or I will be given refuge. This hadith in Imam Muslim, in Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, narrated by Abu Hurairah, Inna Allah yarda lakum thalath. Allah is pleased and happy and love three things. And ta'buduhu wa la tushriku bihi shay. You worship Him and you do not associate anything with Him, nothing equal. وَأَن تَعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. You hold to the robe of Allah together. وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Don't be different. Don't disperse. Don't become groups as Muslims. وَيَكَرَهُ لَكُمْ. And He dislike, and this is what we are going to try, inshallah, to practice today and the days to come. وَيَكْرَهُ لَكُمْ. He dislike, He doesn't love. So opposite love. So if I want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to love me, I'm going to be staying away from the things He doesn't love. كَرِهَ لَكُمْ. What does He doesn't like? Three things. الْقِيلُ وَالْقَالِ كَثْرَةُ السُّؤَالِ وَإِضَاعَةُ الْمَالِ. Let's translate. الْقِيلُ وَالْقَالِ. Too much talk, irrelevant talk, vain talk. كثرت السؤال, too much asking. وإضاعة المال, wasting wealth, specifically money. This is what we're going to focus on today. Allah doesn't love, meaning I should not do these things because He will not love me. I need to stay away from these things because then He will love me. Number one, القيل والقال, too much talk. Vain talk, irrelevant talk, that for sure include haram talk. And why this is something disliked to Allah? Too much talk will lead to disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah said this in a verse in the Quran, لا خير في كثير من نجواهم. There is no benefit in most of what they speak, subhanallah, إلا except من أمر بصدقة, who enjoin charity, بصدقةٍ أو معروف, or good thing, accepted beautiful thing, أو إصلاحٍ بين الناس, or you're going to be correcting a relationship or bringing two people together after they have been, there like a dispute between them. So what should I say then? كَرِهَ لَكُمَ الْقِيلُ وَالْقَالِ. Don't talk too much about things that will not benefit me, benefit the people around me, benefit the society. Too much talk about food. Too much. كثرة, that's what he says. كثرة, too much. Too much about food. Too much about dunya, daily things. Too much. I may have to say something, but I don't have to elaborate and keep talking about it. كثرة, القيل والقال. Don't talk too much. The more I talk too much, the more mistakes I'm going to make. And it's going to lead me to backbiting, to arrogance, to say things not pleasing. So I'm going to do my best starting today, especially in these blessed last nights of Ramadan, is to control my tongue and don't speak unless something will bring good to the people around me, teaching them, saying something good. كثرة السؤال, too much asking for material things, or too much asking people. Too much asking people, something I'm not related to. How old are you? How much you have? What's your bank account? How many employees you have with you? How much? All these things, too much things, too much asking about things from people that is not beneficial. And sometimes it makes people very uncomfortable. How much you bought your house for? Unless I am buying a house in that neighborhood, then I may ask. But in general, don't speak. And this includes speaking, of course. Don't ask things unless that will bring khair to me or bring khair to the other people. And wasting the money. وَإِضَاعَةُ الْمَالِ. We'll come later on about wastefulness in general, but this one is wasting money. Wasting money meaning when I waste food, I'm wasting money. When I am wasting water, I'm wasting money because I pay for this. When I buy things I don't need, I am wasting. So three things, let's work on it. Gradually, ask Allah to help us. Let us speak. What comes out of our mouth is always pleasing to Allah, and not too much talk. And let alone haram talk, not too much asking and questioning people, and not wasteful of the wealth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us practice what we are learning. May Allah make this easy for all of us. Ya Rabbi, Ameen.